Windham County has long prided itself on being a vibrant and rich center for artists to work and live. And this weekend, the Arts Council of Windham County essentially pulls that curtain back on arts organizations and galleries and invites the public to celebrate with Art Stravaganza. And joining me now from our VPR studios at Marlborough College in Brattleboro is Shanta Lee. She is president of the Arts Council of Windham County, also an artist and a photographer herself. And thanks so much for joining us, Shanta.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
And Shanta, we've talked a few times before, and many of your projects involved art for social change. How is this Art Stravaganza different, and how is it the same?
One of the things that creates change is the building of unique partnerships. In that way, we're interested in extending and building, nurturing unique partnerships, especially as a way of creating change, especially through art. So Art Stravaganza, in many ways, has been a platform and an opportunity not only to remind individuals throughout the county of our work, but also to invite ways of partnering with different individuals and continuing those relationships, even if they're across state lines. I say in some ways there's still a thread of that for me where I'm looking at ways to build these unique partnerships that would lead to change. For example, the Arts Council this year launched a monthly TV show, Art Story, featuring these different creatives and artists and crafters throughout the county to come on and talk about their work and show their work and illustrate it. So in that way, I say there's definitely a thread and a tie. And then, and on the other hand, Art Stravaganza, quite frankly, is a way of having one huge party and just pulling the curtain back and celebrating what it is the county has to offer. And we've promoted it throughout New England because we know there are many people, there are our neighbors in other states who come and visit us. So it's not just about the event. They're having an experience in Windham County.
And there are many places around the state who count themselves among the more artsy and creative. But you live there and you're an artist. What is it about Brattleboro, about Windham County?
It wasn't love at first sight with Brattleboro. It was love at first sight with Vermont. When I started coming to Brattleboro in 2008, I started to recognize the quirk and the uniqueness of Brattleboro. I was very inspired by the people I met, people that I often call characters, and the landscape. And Windham County itself is just rich in terms of the scenery and in terms of the artistic culture. And over time, it seduced me. It was the way that the landscape and the place itself demands that you think out of the box or be out of the box in your engagement with life and, like, invites you in such a way to live your inspiration, if that makes any sense.
Okay, so what sorts of events can we expect for this weekend?
Friday night is the official kickoff happening in Brattleboro, and we're doing that at the River Garden with some world dance and live music, theater, all sorts of beautiful things happening. There's also going to be the New England Circus Arts. We have Arts After Dark, which is running through the whole weekend, and art in unexpected and expected places. Many around Windham County have contributed to a huge slideshow of just running images, over 550 of them. On Saturday night, the Arts After Dark feature is going to be Creative Convergence Cabaret. And we've invited individuals to do different forms of storytelling using movement, music, images, puppetry. And also, over the weekend, there is an artist, Tom Jenks, who does these digital projections. And we're going to be setting that up in different places at night outside.
And does the creative vibe always run through everything in Windham County, do you think, or is it reserved for big public events like this?
It's always there, always making, always creating. So this thread, this pulse is always here. And sometimes it's easy to forget or see, wow, we all are existing in this county doing this amazing work.
Well, Shanta Lee, thank you so much for telling us more about Windham County's Arts Extravaganza that starts this weekend in Brattleboro and other places around the county. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Arts Extravaganza, a weekend of celebration in Windham County, officially begins tomorrow night, though there are some events that do happen tonight in Brattleboro. You can find out more about those and about the Arts After Dark series at vpr.net.